the president of the fake Edge Hill Records from Nashville. Please welcome to the Dan and Dude Show, Oliver Hutson. Hey. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, he plays Jeff Fordham, the guy that nobody likes. And you know what? I tell you what, if you can really make everybody not like you, you're either a really good actor or you're like that in real life. Which one is it?
Well, I'm hoping it's just being a good actor. I think that most people like me, I would say. I don't think there are many people like Jeff Fordham. I mean, he's cut from a different cloth. The guy is a bad human being all around. But we do start to learn why he is who he is, and it might soften it a little bit.
Do you ever get tired of playing the jerk? I mean, you're the jerk all the time. I mean, is there ever going to be a soft side you see on the show or not?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what's been fun about this second season that I've been on the show, is that they have brought out a softer side of Jeff. I mean, he plays a musician, and him and Layla are sort of getting together, and he's been beat down now by, you know, Edge Hill, and his career is spiraling. You'll see what happens. I mean, things change for him a little bit, and it's been fun for me because he's humanized. You know, in the first season, he was just pure villain. It turns more into, yes, career, but now it's about maintaining a relationship and how Jeff sort of handles that aspect of his life, and he definitely doesn't handle it very well, let me just say that.
I see. Now, you playing the fictitious president of a record label on the show, if you could pick any country artist, currently a real country artist, who would be the first one? If it was like a fantasy country artist draft, who would be the first artist you'd sign to your record label if you had a shot to do it?
Oh my gosh, you're asking the wrong guy. Can I say Prince?
Oliver Hutson, a.k.a. Jeff Fordham from Nashville on ABC, is with us here this morning on the Dan and Dude Show. And Christina Aguilera is going to be joining your show. We were just talking about this recently as Jade St. John. Give us the scoop.
She plays a pop star who comes back into town playing the Bridgestone. And you see the sort of relationships that she has had in the past.
Now, yeah. She's not like your new relationship or anything.
Not new.
No.
So you don't get to do a love scene with her, is what you're trying to say.
No, that was my first question. I was like, okay, so what's going on?
Well, a man can dream.
All right, give us something juicy that's coming up here on the show that you can fill us in on.
Let's just say that we find out why Jeff Fordham is who he is through her arrival.
Okay, now, a lot of people may know this, a lot of people may not know this. I never knew this until last week sometime. I just happened to catch it somewhere and go, wait a second, what's his name? Your mom is Goldie Hawn and your sister is Kate Hudson? I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool.
We grew up like that. It was good. It was very normal, and it was very abnormal, you know? I mean, the abnormalities are people are wanting autographs and wanting a piece of your parents, which is always strange for a kid to see.
Yeah.
But it was normal in the sense that they created a life for us. They didn't give us things. We had to earn what we wanted, and nothing was just sort of handed to us, and we had chores, and, you know, we were just normal kids.
Didn't you play in a movie or something with your mom at some point?
That was the first thing I ever did. I was out of towners, and I had one scene. I played her son.
I feel a little awkward telling you this, but I think the first naked woman I saw in a movie theater was your mom. Just so you know.
Wild Cats?
Or Private Benjamin or something like that.
I think it was
right?
Private Benjamin, yeah. But I remember there was a shower scene.
Benjamin. Yeah, because she did Private Benjamin when I was a baby, then she did Wild Cats, and there was a scene where she's in a bathtub.
No, this was a shower. And this is your mom, and I'm really uncomfortable right now, okay?
Oh, we're like a naked family, by the way.
Okay. All right.
To this day, my sister will, like, come, you know, she's at my house, and she'll come into my room, you know, after, like, going to the bathroom, or she comes in, and she's like, I'm like, Kate, put your pants up. Why is everyone naked all the time?
Wow. You don't happen to have her Facebook code, do you, or a password?